We're learning Siman Tav Samach Zayin, Sif Beis. Siman Tav Samach Zayin, Sif Beis. Today is May 7th, Chav Zayin Iyar. The topic of discussion this morning is in regards to the grain becoming wet, as we've been discussing. And I think most of us would agree that if we would be asked that what happens if the grain becomes wet, we would say that, of course, you have to get rid of all of it. So we'll see that that's not necessarily the case. In the English edition, it's page 174 in the English edition. So, Siman Tav Samach Zayin, Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber, Dagan Ze Shenitba Ben Nahar, Oy Shenaflo Olav Mayim. If you have dagan grain that was submerged in the river, or that water, shenaflo olav mayim, water fell on top of it, afal pi shelo nisbaka, nisbakeya, is aser. Even though the sign of chametz did not take place, what is the sign of chametz? The sign of chametz is if it cracks open. So even though the sign of chametz did not take place, that the kernel cracks open, nonetheless, it's also to use it. The kevon, the meinach naichi, also the chimutz. Since it's meinach naichi, which means resting, since it's resting in the water, it's going to come to chametz, a state of chametz. Simple as that. Let's see the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Hay, bin Nahar. So we have the case where the grains are submerged in the water. That's number 5 in the English. Ve'imuter levatel dogon ze beroiv by bishishim kaidem pesach deshas heterhu ein leel simen tof mem zayin sefiral mishnah brura sef katan it was simen tof nun gimel sef gimel. The question of whether or not a person can go ahead and nullify these grains in the ratio of 1 to 60, or bata baroiv, with the majority of the grains that you'll use will be fine, will not be moist. That is a topic which was discussed earlier. What is the question over there? The question, one of the questions is that we know, ein nevatlin ist lechatchila, which means you cannot go ahead, let's say you spill a little milk into a pot, and you realize that it's not bata b'shishim. Can I go now and add more meat to the pot? Can't do that. It's aim of vatlam, because then I'm going ahead and I'm going to nullify that milk, which is there. If there's already 60 times more meat and a little drop of milk went in, fell in, that's not a problem. So that whole discussion is about nullifying the wheat, is discussed earlier. Shenaflo olav mayim, or water fell on top of this grain, afilo ma'at, even a little water, we're saying it's still aser, v'ayim b'er halacha, for further elaboration. Sifkan zayin, afal pi shaloi nisibakeya, even though it did not crack open, which is a sign, a simen, of chimutz, of chametz, nonetheless, it is still aser. Hinei b'sif tes, kosav mechaber, the mechaber says in sif tes, afal pi shaloi nisibakeya, mamish, that it didn't totally crack open. Dahainu afshin esrachecho, even though it got soft, shekroiva is lizbakeya, that is close to the time when it will crack open, but it has to totally crack open. Over here we're saying the kan shino l'shoinoi, and over here the mechaber, the same person, the Rav Zekaru, writes different words because of afal pi shloi nizbakeya. So he didn't say the one word would be medayik here is the mamish. That word didn't crack open totally. Lo hayra is to come to teach us. So what's the difference between nisbakeya mamish or non nisbakeya without the word mamish? Because over here, even though it didn't start to soften, but it was submerged in water, it's no question it's going to become chametz. Clear? Okay. Just want to point out that we all know we've sent emails and you miss one little dot in the wrong spot. It's a little embarrassing when you send yourself an email to a different address and it doesn't go also because you spell your own name wrong. But we won't discuss that one now, being recorded. So we all know that every single point has to be precise. Here is a perfect example where in halacha, it's no less. It's in fact, it's even much greater a significance where one word teaches a different din. Okay. Now we go back and we still have here the mechaber. It says, the kevin demeinich naichi, since it's resting in the waters, ritzolaymar. After le'inyon lesisa. What is lesisa? Lesisa, we've learned earlier, is soaking the grain. In regular cold water, not hot water. So afa gav, ritzolaymar. After le'inyon lesisa, yesh peiskim desvir lehu, de'ein yaser, el'im kein nisbaku. Even though in regards to the soaking process, the peiskim say, it's only forbidden, elim kein is bako, if it cracks open. So why should it be usher over here if it didn't crack open? Vakoponim, right? We need at least, let's be close to crack open. Shiny hosom, the base, lesisa, osigba, venimaniach, kokach, lahachmitz. By lesisa, by the soaking, you're working it. You're involved with it. So it's not going to become chametzik right away. The mechaber says, that's what you're mentioning. It's just sitting there. It's lying in the water. If it's lying in the water, nothing's having to it, so it'll just sit there and become chametz. It'll just ferment. Sifkat test comes to a state of chimutz. V'davka b'desha shir mil. It will only become chametzik if it sits there for a shir of 18 minutes. But if it did not, stay for the shear the time of 18 minutes, lo hichmitz adayin, it does not become chametz yet. Even if it was made on Pesach, motil amachroi lenachri, you can sell it to a nanju kaidim shashah shear mil before the time. Let's say it was sitting for 10 minutes, before it was sitting there for a total of 18 minutes. The dafka amanas lechol takeif. But this is just as long as he'll eat it, it'll be sold and eat right away. Agum shomer lisrael achar shekonami menu achitim sheheim lususim ene nemon. An akum, a non-Jew, shekona that acquired the achitim, sheheim lususim. A non-Jew that told a Jew that he acquired Shamar Lisrael. He told a Jew, Acha Shekona Mimenu Achitim, after he bought it, that it's Lesusim, that it's moist, it's soft. Einanema, he's not trusted, he's not believed. Vafilo imhu Mesich Levitumoy. Even if the non Jew, there's a halacha called Mesich Levitumoy. What does Mesich Levitumoy mean? Just talking randomly for no specific reason. We still don't believe the non Jew. Why? Kevin Shomer Zel Acha Shemachram Yatz Mitachas Yodoy. Since he made this statement after it's out of his possession. Once it's out of his possession, he has no control over it. If he said it before he sold it, that is, it was soaked, then he has some power over these grains. It can make a difference or not. But after someone sells you something, then he tells you, oh, by the way, there's some issues to it. He has no nemanis. He's not believed. However, if you know this person, he's a trusted neighbor, he's a non-Jewish trusted neighbor, for example, then it's aser. Then these grains would be aser to use, because you would have to trust what he says to be correct. Turning the page, if he was not, once again, I'm sorry, vafilu, even if he was not mesich levitumai, even if he was not just talking by chance. We have this halacha of mesich levitumai in different places, in regards to lashon hara, person just talking, in regards to a kashrus situation where do we believe a non-Jew, a chef that says that there's no milchiks in this fleishiks, you know, he's just talking, he doesn't expect you to take his words for any halachic reasons. So according to the Sfardim, I should really correct myself, according to the Mechaber of the Sfardim, he'll say, yes, we would believe them. However, the Bnei Ashkenaz would say, no, we would not believe what he says, even if he's just talking, and he doesn't think we're using his words for halachic ramifications. The Kaf HaChaim, we're not going to share in your day, but once we're here, the Kaf HaChaim, when the Sfar Shapayiskim says, even the Sfardim will not believe him as well. So according to the Mechaber, yes, according to the other parts of the Sfardim Paiskim will not. Okay. Now we continue with the Ramah, which is in the previous page. Once again, the topic of discussion is when I have grain which was soaked or water fell on top of it, I cannot use this grain to make my matzahs on Pesach, or I cannot use it for Pesach. Hagav, v'lachein, therefore, yesh li zahir. We should be careful. Shelo yavoyu mayim o yishamim mezalfim alachitim. Don't turn on the sprinkler. You don't want water sprinkling on the grain. Ki oz afilo lo nizbaku asurais, because the Ramah says, even according to the Mechaber, even if it does not crack open, it'll still be awesome. V'dogon shehoya munach ba'aliya, v'yardu gishomim derech agag, v'ktsas hamekoymois, v'nislachachu, oison shenislachachu asurois. You have grain which was stored, which was stored in the attic. Daliyah means the attic. And there was a little hole, and it rained, so it goes through the roof into the attic, onto your grain. That grain you want to use for Pesach. So we're saying the grain that was stored in the attic and the rain water came on it, fell on it, and became moist, this is also to use, is forbidden to use. Says now the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yod, V'yardu Gishamim, enough rain came down and came through the hole of the roof to assume that the grain became moist. But if you know where the rain or the snow fell on the wheat before you ground it up, so if you know that it fell on the top bundle, top stalks, remove those stalks, and the rest are permissible. This is, by the way, I always like to emphasize, bring out the points in halacha, when we find what we call kula, leniencies. A person might think, fell on the top, throw everything out. I told you, I used to learn with Rabbi Machner. Here's my chavrusa, that's why. Right? He calls himself Rabbi Machmer. Any time a little something, a little meat came in contact with the cheese or vice versa, he says to me, throw it out. Recently, I told you this, right? Recently, he asked me halacha shayla, and I said to him, what do you mean? I thought you were Rabbi Machmer. He says, no, I'm Rabbi Makel. He changed. Look what I did to him. I turned into a Makel. Okay. Says the Ramah further, Aval Sharma Koimais Mutila Shoisan, back on top of the page, the Ramah says, Aval Sharma Koimais, the rest of the place is Mutila Shoisan Mikoyach Svek Sveka, because of the rule of Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka is when I have what's called two doubts. Double doubt. There's a halachic rule called the Svek Sveka. When I have two doubts on the case, then it means it's permissible. Shemuloyar, what are the two doubts? First doubt is Shema lo yardu aleihem gishamim. Maybe the rain never fell on these bundles of stalk. Vimdim saloimar yardu, and if you do want to say it fell, Shema lo yinishamsu. Who said that it became chametz? Maybe it didn't become chametz yet. So I have two doubts, and I'd be allowed to keep them around. Now, to keep it around is permissible, he's saying here, but to actually go ahead and eat it, he says it's still we should avoid that. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. That's number 11. We should only be machmer where it's not going to be a loss. If you keep it around for after Pesach, have a makam hefsid, yesh minia simchas yomtiv, or minia simchas yomtiv, yesh lahatir af achila. If there's a situation of a hefset, a loss, and the person will not have simchas yontif. He will not have his food, so he won't be happy in yontif, his matzahs. So then, we can permit in such a case. I just want to, before we go to Siv Gimel, we find this concept many times about a hefset, a case of a loss of the food, and the next few words, and he won't have a simchas yontif, he won't be happy. It's very important that we don't extrapolate to that where, okay, you know, I'm not going to be happy if I don't have my air conditioner on, it's not on, so I won't do it with my fingers, my elbow, or I'll position someone else, I'll bump into him, and he hits the switch. Whatever crazy type of case we might think of, we have to realize that when we're discussing the simchas yontif, or the lack of simchas yontif that a person might have, it's for the Rav that he asks his shilas to paskin and decide, okay, this is a situation where you could go ahead and use this, or something is mutter, or perhaps something is aser. But these are just reasons that we take everything into account. Yes. The Mechaber continues in Sif Gimel. Chidim shebo besfina. We're discussing now going on a boat. You have the wheat on the boat. If you see the wheat that's on the boat, that's been used for the matzos, for Pesach, which is not such a common thing for us to relate to today, but nonetheless we learn it. If you see it didn't change its color from wheat that did not get wet, even though it was on the boat, and there's water there, Achzuke is water because the water is in the boats in the water. Achzuke isura loy machzakinan. We don't say something's usr unless we know it's usr. Give me an example. We know we can't eat bugs, right? A little gnat flies in the room. You're eating food. It's a dark type of food. All of a sudden, you can't find the bug anymore. Do you say he did a kamikaze into your pea soup? No, we don't do that. What for? Why should I assume all of a sudden he's in my soup? Of course, you know where he is. He's on your shoulder watching you eat all the time. Okay. Sif Kodin Yod Beis. Chitim Shabal Besfin. We said the chitim that come into the boat, and it's yevashos, it's dry, it's cautious, and it's hard. Im yadua shabal aleya mayim. If you know for sure it came in contact with water, then we're saying, Yesh Leser Achita Atzma, we should forbid this wheat, Avshaloi Nishtana Kalal, even though it did not change at all. So, the appearance of it, once again, is not the 100% deciding factor. Because if you know it came in contact with the water, so we'll say it's Aser. Sif Kanyat Gimel, Vilo Nishtana Marison, and its appearance did not change, Avil I Nishtana Miriyason, what Marison, but if it did change, or it's moist, it's also even to keep it around, because we're saying it's chamistik. And then we said that achzuki isuro lo yimachzakina, we don't say that there's an isra unless we know, but it's a loymar. This means, and we say that there's definitely no water that came in contact with this grain. And you can even eat it. The next few lines of the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll see now, we'll be discussing the different sections of the boat. So he says like this: "V'ayin b'sefer beis meir." Well, the beis meir is one of the achrayim. Shekosav dechol ze meir bo'isin asfinos shachitim unochem al aliyos shebe'emtsa asfino ve'nachitim boyim l'soy chamayim ma shetachlis asfino shoyeves. This whole discussion that the grain is on the boat is when it's on the higher part of the boat. And we know that the maybe like a canoe, that if it's by the bench, it's not going to get wet. But if it's by the feet, well, maybe the feet does get wet. The gamla mailo he mechuzah also on top. It's covered up. It's like in a bag. It's in a plastic bag, so it won't get wet from the oars. We'll see. Ma'ashenkein b'sfina shekaren konin. Do they have an English translation of konin? I don't know if the canoe. Maybe I don't know. That the bottom of the boat is full of water, And if the wheat is there, so of course it's going to be soaking wet. V'gam l'maylehi meferas v'korv ha'dovar shibizman shehi ala derech huk shemalei metar shemayim. And it's open, it's not covered up, the wheat's not covered. So if it's not covered, when the rains or the water from the ores will of course make this wet. V'gam kisha ha'malochim. A malach with a ches means a sailor. A malach, malach is, yeah, malachim is our angels. This malachim are sailors. The gam kisha ha'malachim, the sailors, comes from the walled salt.
That's not going to come from that?
Okay, we'll discuss that afterwards. I thought like you.
But it is the occupational mishkal. Like
right. Well, let's just finish it, then we'll take this chiddush here. The gam kisha ha'malachim magbiim tamid when the sailors pick up the oars from the water, so then the water gets drawn into the boat. You'll definitely have spritches of water in all parts of the boat. Therefore, definitely also to acquire those chitim for Pesach in all situations. In the case of a hesem meruba, great loss. Here we go. Neil has a great hesem meruba. It could be one can be lenient because of the rain that comes down milamayla. Or that which the ore is spritch on the grain. Maybe it's only a little sprinkling. However, if we're talking about the wheat that was on the bottom of the boat, and we know there's water there, and it was soaking there for some a long amount of time, but now it's dried up. These grains that were soaking in the water, like we said earlier in Sif Beis, are also even if it did not crack open. Therefore, it's sorich and drisha. Then it's mutter b'di'eved v'alchalom b'pesach v'imlav asur mafilu b'di'eved ayin sham. He says, therefore, what do we have to do? We have to discuss the matter with drishim and asoichim, with the merchants who are experts asoichim b'kiyim im yadua lahem, if they know whether or not the wheat is batel b'shishim or not. If we have a situation of batel b'shishim, then we can permit it. Because this is before Pesach, now we're saying. But if it's not batel b'shishim, then v'imlav asur mafilu b'di'eved, it'll be asur even b'di'eved.